Health Community Time. It's me, Jen, joined with Amber. Hey, Amber.
Hey, everybody. Welcome tonight. I would love for you to find your chat feature while you're here. Let us know how you're joining us. We love to just see coast to coast who is coming in to really just get healthier.
Yes, I love it. You know, I love to call this. Lately, I've just been calling it health class. Every week, we just come to health class. Like we got something awesome here. We joined something. We didn't even know we had all of these perks. So welcome, everyone. So glad you're here. Tonight, we're going to be talking about something that is super powerful, consistency. And I've been coaching now for 14 years. And Amber and her husband, Jared, have been coaching a little longer than me. I think you're up to 15, right, Amber?
I think we just hit our 15-year coachiversary, so celebrating us this month.
Yes. I think that's maybe why we got asked, because we've been trying to be consistent for a bit now, right?
There you have it.
I'm super excited. We're going to go ahead and just move on in. And Amber can kick us off here.
Yeah. So our topic, like Jen said, is the power of consistency. And, you know, we always like to share our little impact disclaimer that as coaches, here's the thing, when you are consistent, sometimes you could do really well with this, like helping people with their health, do well financially by doing good in your community. So we're excited tonight to really share with you some ideas of how to be consistent. And, you know, here's a picture of me here, and I've got Jan here. We didn't lose hundreds and hundreds of pounds when it comes down to it, but it really, this program has changed our life. It's changed how we live our life on a daily basis.
Exactly. Yep. I just had about 12 pounds that I let go of, but the changes in my mindset and how I operate day to day has been a game changer. And you can see here, you know, I'm in the same clothes, but I was so uncomfortable in them at first. And then you can just see the difference in the comfort and the confidence that I felt once I felt good in my skin. And it wasn't so much about the pounds or the size. It was just how you feel inside of yourself. And so we've got some great stuff tonight. So I'm just going to, we've got something we want to share with you tonight. We've got a question for you. How many diets had you tried before you actually found the Optavia program? We're just laying a little foundation here before we actually dive into the content that we've got. So Amber, how about you? How many diets had you tried before you found
out? You know, before I came to Optavia, I had actually already lost my weight. And I tell people this, I have actually never dieted in my life. Have I lost weight? Yes. But always I was focused on that lifestyle change. And before then, I was pretty much focused on how best to make a berry pie. So
I love it. Well, I had done things like I tried the lemonade cleanse. I did try a program that I went through a chiropractor for. I spent a whole lot of money trying to cut out sugar because I had some health challenges, and that I spent a lot on it and it did work. But as soon as I stopped paying the money to the chiropractor and taking all the supplements, my problem came right back. So didn't really serve me too well. But I know that a lot of us have tried a lot of things. And Chris, when you happen to have those, okay, there they are. Holy smokes, Amber, check this out.
Yeah, look at this. I mean, the biggest percentage, almost 40% of you have tried 6+, I say quote unquote, diets before finding the Optavia program. And, you know, it is interesting to me. I'm curious, actually, drop in the chat what it was about the Optavia program that actually attracted you to us. I'm curious to see some of the answers.
I am too. I'm going to just open up my chat feature right here and see.
The coach, mindset.
Yeah.
Results are quick, simplicity, structure, community. A post on Facebook. I like that. A friend. There was no pills. Yeah, these are all really awesome answers.
Yeah, I love it. For me, I was looking for something that was going to help me never have to do this little thing that I did, like the 10 pounds. I'd lose it, gain it, lose it, gain it, lose it, gain it. I could not figure out how do you keep it off, you know? I just really wanted to know. In fact, I'd even searched on the internet to find the answer to that question. And lo and behold, like it was on my mind. And a month later, my coach reached out to me. So I think that there's something so powerful when you put out there. That mindset is so powerful. But I just want to say one thing. Look at all these coming through. I love it. Love it. Well, one thing that I know about what I learned anyway is that diets are something that we start and we stop, and then we tend to go back to our old habits. While Optavia is something that we learn and we live it. And there's a lot of different facets to this program, Optavia, and it's not like there are a lot of plans inside of that program thing. And sometimes we hear people say, I'm on program, I'm off program, you know, and that's kind of that diet mentality thing going on. And Amber, you're the best person I've ever heard explain what exactly is program or the program. So could you just kind of help us out with that?
Yeah, no, don't get me wrong, Jen. You 100% can treat this as a diet. You can. Like I've seen it 15 years coaching is that if somebody is only focused on the weight loss, they're not plugging into the components, that all of the components of our program, which is the things a lot of you put in the chat earlier, is plugging into your coach, plugging into the Habits of Health system, the community, and then also our eating plans, right? So we have lots of eating plans, and some of them are for weight loss, some of them are for muscle building. But no matter what plan that you're choosing, the program is really that whole encompassing community coach, Habits of Health. It's those habits that we're learning because that's what we want to do. If we say we're off program, I'm like, okay, did you like stop drinking your water? Like you're not moving your body anymore? Or yeah, it's just
Are you
hard.
alive?
I know. And that's okay. You know, sometimes people are completely off program. They're not thinking about anything of the sort. But that's really our goal. Our goal is not to have everybody in a weight loss phase for the rest of their life. No, we want people to get to that optimal health marker for themselves. It's different for every single person. So, anything else you would add to that, Jen?
Well, I feel like this is where we start to get that consistency pattern in, right? Because when we learn these habits of health from our Habits of Health transformation system, that we get to the point where these things become part of who we are, and then you don't feel normal if you're not living them every day. And it comes from being in the community. It comes from getting into those books. Consistently, not trying to read them all in a weekend, right? It's that little bit every day that you do, and you're meeting with people on the regular, like we are right now. So you guys pat yourselves on the back for being here because you're doing the very work that changes your brain and creates that new neural pathway. And that consistency is what gets you to that point.
Yeah, no, I totally agree, Jan. And you know, one of the things I can share a little bit about a more recent part of my story is I've dealt with pain for like a really long time in my just unexplained, just like always had pain in my legs and my back and just for no reason much. And I was determined to just really always do the habits, like drinking my water and eating every 2 to 3 hours and moving my body as I could within the pain that I had. And, you know, a few years ago, Optavia came out with the essential amino acids, and they talked about how it really helps your body recover after exercise. And I couldn't maybe just exercise maybe 3 times a week max. And I would just be so sore all the time. And so this is where the consistency came in, though, because sometimes people go, well, you know, I tried the essential amino acids and just didn't really do anything. And then I ask, well, are you doing them every day? And they're like, well, you know, when I remember, or
half a scoop, half a scoop.
Yeah. Are you bringing them on vacation? Well, you know, on vacation, I want to feel my best every day, especially on vacation. I don't leave home without my hot cocoa fuelings, my EAAs, my water bottle, like my bars from my purse. You know, it's about the consistency. And I'll tell you what, after using those, I started noticing that I didn't have as much pain in my body after exercise. And I was like, I can actually exercise every day now. And it was crazy to me. If you bring up that picture, Jen, on slide four, I actually also was tracking like my muscle versus my body fat percentage and just being really consistent. Yeah. Okay. Maybe you look at it, you go, I don't really see a big difference, Amber, but it was my body fat percentage went down. My muscle mass went up, but it was how I felt so good. So I do not miss my EAAs. Ask your coach about your essential amino acids. There is a deal going on until the end of the month for you to try them out. But really it's the consistency is what it came down to.
Right. And you were sharing with me earlier about now you get up, you roll out of bed, you like show up a pickleball, can't even remember how you got there because your brain is, you're so used to going now, it's not even hard to get there. True. And you're up eating, drinking your EAAs and on your way to pickleball without even thinking about it. It's just,
oh, I stagger downstairs, like don't even know where I live, but that I get my EAAs and my cocoa and I head to pickleball.
I love it. I can see a difference. Holy smokes, you guys. Can you see that in her arms, like up in her upper body? Like she always looks great, but really you can totally see that, Amber. I love it. And I'm so glad that you're feeling better and not having that aching all the time. Well, you guys, anytime we do anything, we do it because we want to feel a certain way. If you really think about it, we are driven by a desire to feel something. And I just want to ask you a question. Let's go a little deeper here. Why are you really here? Why are you really here? And I picked these pictures out because I've heard these pictures. I've heard things about these pictures from my clients. I just want to feel comfortable in my own skin. I just want to be able to get on the ground and play with my grandkids. I just want to like grow old gracefully. I want to be able to do things with my husband, like riding bikes and hiking and raise a family that's healthy. I want to do those things, right? And that does elicit some emotion. That helps you feel a certain way. You kind of feel good. But I want to go a little bit deeper with you because if you can really connect emotion to your deep why, that is going to help you be consistent when it is hard to be consistent. So I want to ask a question like about a person who, I'm just going to give you an example of something that I've actually heard someone talk about. Why do you want to get healthy? Well, I want to be able to play with my kids. I don't want to be the unhealthy mom. And so I asked, well, why do you want that? Why do you want to be able to play with your kids? Well, because I want to make memories with my kids. Okay, awesome. So why is that important to you to be able to make memories with your kids? Because my mom could never make memories with us. She was always in bed aching. She was never healthy. She couldn't get out and play with us. Okay, and this person in tears now was telling me how she didn't want to be that mom. Even though she loved her mom, she really wanted to be the mom who could get out and do things with her children and make those memories. And this is someone who actually did experience the program. She lost some weight, but it did help her to feel so much better that she, who had the same tendencies as her mother, was able to get out of bed and move and go. And she does with her kids now. She's out hiking, she's present with her kids. So she had to get down to that deep why before she could really be consistent. And I was having another conversation with a client just today, and she's here, she knows who she is. she was saying, you know, this week I only was able to, you know, have a little bit of success with my overall success. And I was really discouraged because 3/4 through the week, I hadn't seen any weight loss and I was really frustrated and I was ready to pitch it. She's like, I even went to the grocery store and walked down the candy and chips aisle because I was just going to buy the stuff and say, forget this, I'm just going to eat it. But she stopped because she knows what she wants. And she has expressed this to me, the power of consistency. Every single week we talk. And she is following these classes. She's on every single week. She's in her life book. She's talking to me. Every week she's telling me things that she's learning, and she remembered why she's doing this. She has a goal. I know what it is. And we talked about that. We talk about it every week. And she said, I stopped myself and said, trust the process. And the next day she got a big drop on the scale. And she was like, I am so grateful that I did not blow it and just, you know, give up on myself and give up on that why. But she knows. And so I would really love to encourage you guys, if you have not really had a chance to dig down deep with your coach and develop that why so that you can be consistent with it, do it. That's why we're here. We're here to hear from you, and we want to know what you're really wanting, why that's so important.
Yeah, you know, I just want to add something real quick.
Oh yeah, please do.
I can relate to that of feeling like I had a vision, an image of the kind of mom that I wanted to be. And when I, before I started getting healthy, I remember just laying on the couch and I actually taught my two-year-old how to like load the DVD player. That's how old I am. And to start his own movie. Because I just wanted to sit on the couch and take a nap because I was so tired all the time. I just didn't have any energy. And so it was like conflicting with my identity. In my head, my identity was like an active, fun mom. But what was showing up was like a tired, out of energy mom laying on the couch, mm-hmm. teaching my two-year-old to load the DVD player by himself, watch Monsters, Inc. or whatever. And so I think that really part of that is like where identity is at the moment too.
Yeah, I 100% agree. Well, you've come a long way, sister. Holy smokes. Well, I was just going to share with you guys today. I was at the gym and this caught my eye. And it is a quote that they have written on the wall right there. As you're going down the stairs to the weight room, your fitness goals are 100% mental. Your body won't go where your mind doesn't push it. And so for those of you podcasters out there that can't see the slide, I just wanted to read that to you because we have the golden ticket to push your mind to where
Jen, your slides are not quite up.
Oh, it's not showing. Okay. Well, let me just fix that. I should have had you run them, Amber.
You're doing great, Jen.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
She's just pushing herself out of the comfort zone, doing great.
Yes, there we go. All right, I'm going to fix it. Here we go. Can you see that?
Yep.
Okay, there we go. Awesome. All right. Your fitness goals are 100% mental. Your body won't go where your mind doesn't push it. Do you guys agree? Put agree in the chat if you agree with that. And our habits of health system that's pictured here is our golden ticket to do that. Dr. Anderson has outlined this. It's science-based. It takes us through. It's not just about weight loss. It's about life gain, right? This is how we can change anything in our lives and make it what we want. And Jared, Amber's husband, is one of the most consistent people that I've ever met. He is just driven. When he has his mindset on something, he will get it. And we're so excited to hear from him. He's got some great things to share. So Jared, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. As you ladies were talking, I just did a quick calculation. So I came into Optavia. I've lost a total of 50 pounds. This picture on the left, I was down about 20. I have no pictures of me at my heaviest weight. I have a void in my life of about 6 years where there is no pictures of me. And that's not a life. Like I'm still not a fan of tons of pictures. I don't love just taking family pictures or even candids or anything like that. I feel like the second that the camera comes out, that presence ends and you can't just enjoy what is. But my kids look at this void in my life like, what happened this 6 years, right? So I came into Optavia still needing to lose about a little over 30 pounds. And I started on the 5-in-1 plan. And then I transitioned. And I've basically been doing a 3-in-3 plan for the last 15 years. So in 15 years, at 3 fuelings a day, I've eaten over 16,000 fuelings. And I am going to eat tens of thousands of more fuelings. Because consistency is, part of consistency is about letting go of the ego. Saying that, how many of you have ever said, well, I know how to do it. I just need to eat better and exercise more. That's what most of the medical professionals in the world, that the kind of advice that they give to their patients. But statistically, a very, very small number of people are going home and actually doing that. So what's stopping them? Well, I'll tell you what's stopping them. The same thing that stopped me. I knew it. I knew how to do it. No, I didn't. There was something I didn't know. My pride and my ego was telling me that I knew it all. But I didn't know how to execute. Execution is the only thing that matters when it comes to our goals. And it starts with what you ladies were talking about, our why. I follow a thought leader on social media. His name's Corey Mascara. And he recently said this. He said, what is my purpose in life? Versus what brings me alive at this point in my life? He posed these two questions. And then he said, the second question removes the pressure to know the meaning of your existence and trains you to view purpose as a moment by moment conversation with your soul. I'm here to tell you 15 years into this active journey in my health, that my why has changed dozens of times.
Now, just a second, Jared, I was just going to say, I remember you mentioning that your dad passed away relatively young, right?
Yeah, 58 years old.
And was that part of the reason that got you motivated to like go? Like, was that it?
I thought it was going to, and it absolutely didn't move me anywhere.
Interesting.
15 months after my dad died, one of my best friends died of a heart attack at 34 years old. I thought when I was at his funeral and I saw his wife and 3 little kids that I was going to go home and execute. I didn't.
So what was it that finally helped you get there?
It had to be something inside of me. I came home from work one night and my 2 boys, my kids were 2, 5, and 7 years old. And my boys were rowdy little boys. And they're like, Dad, chase us up the stairs. And then they always wanted to roughhouse and stuff. And I get up to the top of the stairs and I literally lay on my belly and I'm exhausted. I'm out of breath, running up 15 stairs. Here's another one, total vanity. I couldn't dunk a basketball anymore. Mm-hmm. within a month, I could dunk a basketball again. But as my kids were 2, 5, and 7 years old, I wanted to be healthy so that I could play with them, so that I could be an example for them. Well, 5, 10 years went by. And then our kids fell in love with the game of volleyball, just like we love it. And our kids wanted to play with us, like compete with us. And then I said, whoa, I have to be in even better shape because so when I first started, I was 35 years old. I'll be 50 years old in about 5, 6 weeks now. And I was just on the phone with our son that lives in Kansas right now. And he's like, he'll be back from Kansas in October. And he's like, hey, you better be staying in shape, because when I get back in October, we're playing in volleyball tournaments together. I'm almost 50 years old and I can still dunk a basketball. It's consistency. It's doing it every single day. There's three things that I thought about in this process of consistency. One is Amber mentioned it, and that's identity. So many people, rather than focusing on what they are and what they choose to be, they're like, oh, I'm not. Oh, I'm not a runner. I'm not an exerciser. I'm not someone who eats well. Rather than taking personal and radical responsibility and saying, I am this. I'm becoming this. I'm putting in the consistency that creates habit. The other thing along the journey of creating those healthy habits is people spend way too much time beating themselves up. For the slip-ups, I don't measure the strength of my habits during smooth seas. I measure my habits during times of resistance, when the metaphoric crap hits the fan. Because that's when it's going to prove to us how strong those habits are, or if we're going to revert back to what we used to be.
Yeah, that's a good point, Jared. And, you know, in the Habits of Health, Dr. Egg talks about the 4 stages of learning. And when you were talking about that, when you link your identity to that, it's like you start and you don't even know you're bad at something. And then you move over to the right, to the conscious and confidence, like, oh, I know I'm bad at something. And you have to have feedback because you don't know what you don't know. And it's hard to get feedback. Like, I don't always take feedback super well from everybody in my life, and especially not my husband sometimes. Sorry, Jared. I should be better about that. But then the coaching, you go down to the conscious competence. Okay, if I really focus on it, I'm good at it. I can drink my water. I can go to the gym. I just got to like stay focused. But to what Jared was saying, it's when the crap hits the fan, right? That's when it really shows how strong your habits are. That's the green circle, unconscious competence.
I want to emphasize something that Amber said there, though. Feedback is just data. Don't take it personal. When we take it personally and it turns into guilt, and even worse, when it turns into shame, not just something, oh, I did something bad, but I am something bad. I'm incapable. That is not productive.
I hear that when people are telling me, I was really good today. I was really good. I followed the program. I'm like, you're good every day, right?
Every day. I'll say this right now. Losing weight did not make me a better person. It was just a creative process that I wanted to engage in. Dr. A has this visual in the life book, creator, creation. It's when we enmesh the two that we get into this loop and we get all kerbobbled, right? Like, separate the creator from the creation. Right. It's not going to make you more valuable as a human being. You're already of infinite worth.
Yes.
And So measure your habits during those difficult times. Track it. Accountability. Like, I track nearly every single workout, not when I'm just playing something, but workouts, because did you know that research shows that the subconscious, when we exercise more, this probably isn't a shock to very many people, that when we exercise more, our subconscious says, you need to eat more. Right? So you have to track things like this so you know what you're actually measuring. So I want to tell a quick story that I love Kobe Bryant and all the stories about his work ethic and his consistency.
We have 2 minutes, so make it quick.
Okay, I'm going to make it quick. So the Lakers had a publicist that was a new publicist for the Lakers. He comes into practice early and Kobe's the only one in the gym. He just sits quietly on the bench and he's like, this guy is doing the same moves that my fourth grader does in practice. Just basic jab steps, working on footwork and stuff. An hour and a half later, the rest of the team comes in. They have a 3-hour practice. Kobe's going harder than anybody in the gym. After Kobe is shooting free throws and shooting other simple jump shots for another hour or so after the rest of the team leaves, this new publicist has the courage to go up and say, hey, Mr. Bryant, can I ask you a question? And he's like, yeah, absolutely. And he says, when I came into the gym, you were doing the most boring, basic, fundamental moves. You're the best player in the world right now. Why are you just working on these little, silly, fundamental moves? And Kobe looks at him without cracking a smile and said, that's why I'm the best in the world. Mm-hmm. It's nothing crazy. It's just the same simple things every single day. Fall in love with the process. Give yourself lots of hugs and pats on the back and celebrate your wins and celebrate it with other people and bring them in your along the journey with you.
Step by step, your identity becomes that person. And that's that unconscious competence, that consistency brings you there. So. Yeah.
And Jared, how good does it feel when you're able to play with your sons volleyball, sand volleyball? How does that feel?
There's nothing like it. And right now I'm almost 50 years old and my why isn't my kids. My why is the reason that I work out every single day as hard as I do and I eat as well as I do, because I intend to play with my grandkids now.
Yes. He's got a deep why. I love it. And it's because it feels so good. You guys find it, find that feeling, and also bring it to Salt Lake City on May 18th, because we are going to be doing an amazing momentum. Momentum Tour, Dr. Ian Dam are coming to Salt Lake City. If you're in my area, come. We all live in Salt Lake, so I'm assuming you're all coming here, but there are 4 different locations. You can see them here. If you have not had the opportunity to register, we're going to have that link in the chat. It is a chance for you to come if you're a guest or a client for free to hear Dr. A and Dan share this amazing gift with you. And we want to fill every house that they come to. So plan on that. And then Amber, you want to take it home, sister?
Absolutely. So be sure to join us next week. So excited. Wrap your brain around optimal health. Focus on element 4, my favorite element in the life book to date. So love to see you next week. And also hook into the podcast recordings, you guys, everywhere where you find podcasts, and start playing those on loop while you're driving, while you're walking, all that good stuff. So thank you so much for joining us tonight. And we hope that you have just gotten a few little tiny ideas on how to be more consistent. So thanks, you guys.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great night.